540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Two Milwaukee police officers won't face charges in a February shooting that killed a 24-year-old man. District Attorney Kent Lovern says Isaiah Stott shot first, wounding Officer Daniel Gonzalez. That was before Officers Gonzalez and Bintner returned fire. Video from the scene showed Stott walking with a rifle and shooting in the air before the encounter. Lovern says the officers acted within the law and under threat to their own safety. One juror in Judge Dugan's trial says the decision wasn't made lightly. The Journal Sentinel reports a juror they talked to said other jurors listened to each other, stayed respectful, and stuck to the facts rather than personal politics. The juror said it was difficult finding Dugan guilty of a felony, but added, quote, "the law is the law." An alternate juror said everyone took the process seriously and wanted to be sure they got it right. Dugan's lawyers say they want to try and get the verdict thrown out. They filed a motion yesterday for a new trial. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Morgan Geiser has returned to custody after a Waukesha County judge revoked her conditional release. Court records show the 23-year-old Geiser waived her right to a hearing and will be placed in a mental health facility. It follows Geiser removing her GPS bracelet last month and fleeing her Madison group home. A Milwaukee prosecutor is moving to the other side of the courtroom. Governor Tony Evers has appointed Owen Piotrowski to Branch 38 of the Milwaukee County Circuit Court, replacing Judge Jeffrey Wagner. Piotrowski has spent more than a decade as an assistant district attorney, most recently leading the team that handles non-fatal shooting cases. In a statement, he says he's honored by the appointment. And if you're looking for some holiday lights in Milwaukee, the Hone Bridge will be hard to miss. A special 5-minute light show will run again tonight and tomorrow night, every hour on the hour between 5 and 9. People can also go to lightthehone.com to dedicate one of those bulbs for $25. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Bucks roll past the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, Ryan Rollins had 23 points. Kevin Porter Jr. with 24 as the Bucks beat the Pacers in Indy, 111-94. Milwaukee able to snap a 3-game losing streak. Head coach Doc Rivers on what made the difference against Indiana.
We just kept playing, you know. We made shots. Thought we defended overall. So at the end of the day, this league, I think if you watch, people come back every night. 3-point line and the way people are scoring, there's no lead that is safe in this league. It just isn't. And that's a good lesson for us. I thought we stopped playing the right way for stretches, and in those stretches, I thought Indiana made some hay.
So the Bucks have Christmas off, then head to Memphis to play the Grizzlies Friday night. NFL, Packers holding practice to get ready for the Ravens. Quarterback Jordan Love continues in the concussion protocol. Badgers football, Dylan Jones opting to leave Wisconsin. The freshman running back announcing he's entering the transfer portal. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy today with a little light rain or drizzle by late this afternoon into this evening. Our high today right around 40 with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to the upper 20s to low 30s. And then tomorrow mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.